Hey, welcome, friends. Nice to have you back. Thanks for coming in. And there's some good things happening in the world that I'm sure you've noticed. Signs of unification and consciousness, and in particular in America where we're sitting now. Things that Robert Kennedy has said, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said, that are rubbing off on Trump are that he wants to make the whole food system organic and get rid of corruption in the agencies and make America healthy again, which is really encouraging and a wonderful effect on Trump. So good things ahead if everybody can stay alive and healthy. And we have some great commentary from Dr. Cousins on that whole situation. So welcome, Gabriel, and thanks for being here. Great to see you again.
Okay. Well, thank you. And it's good to see you, Richard, and good to see you, Doug. So we are going to talk about really inspired by Kennedy's statement about the state of health in the United States. But first we'll do a little dancing and get spiritual joy going, and we'll meditate for a little bit. Okay, let's just focus on the meditation. Just close your eyes. Go into a little bit of meditation silence. Yod. Okay, what can go with love? And a little joy, a little playfulness. And it's a wild dance we're all involved in. And so it's good to play it out by dancing a little bit. What I want to talk about today was kind of activated by Robert Kennedy Jr.'s talk last week, where he started talking about nutrition and health, children's health defense, and how important it is to protect the children. He made a few points that is really important. First of all, in 1986, about 12.8% of the population had chronic disease. Now, 54% have chronic disease. That's more than half. And that chronic disease isn't just physical disease. You know, we have diabetes and things like that, or arthritis, which we never saw in kids before. But we're also talking about depression. And the data, which, you know, he didn't make necessarily as clear, but we're talking about, but I think he did mention it, 50% of the kids are depressed. The rates of suicide, which he did mention, in teenage girls in the last 10 years has tripled. That's pretty serious, okay? The U.S. in general is 47th in terms of the nation. It spends twice as much as any nation in the world, but its total health is 47th in terms of quality of health in the world. That's a really poor record. That doesn't speak too well about the health department and about what's going on. It just speaks strongly about the negative effect of the factors in terms of health and the pharmacies and the vaccinations and all the different things that are going on. And he focused a lot, which I want to focus on today, and the very negative effect of processed foods. Now, we also have to look at the different forces that are going on. You have the Bill Gates in Africa. They're trying to outlaw healthy foods going to the market and putting a tremendous amount of pressure to bring processed foods. And in Africa, that's just ridiculous. Actually, the vaccinations in Africa that have killed so many people are very upset. And same thing happened in India. They don't want Bill Gates there. But he's just, he's more than a symbol. He's active with this because he's involved with the depopulation efforts. And one way to depopulate is the vaccinations, which is pretty obvious to this group of people. So Kennedy, I think, was really exciting that he was willing or able, I'm sure, I mean, more than able to talk about this publicly. You know, and the idea, and I don't want to get too involved in the politics, but the idea that there would be somebody of that stature in a position of power, if Trump gets in here, would be very, very good for the health of the nation. Now, there's a lot of studies out there. We've known about these things for years, okay? But just recently, there was a study out of the University of Reading, basically in England. And I thought it was interesting. That's all I want to talk about. It basically said that poor diet, which is processed junk food, which again is the type of thing Bill Gates is heavily pushing, maybe, it says may, because they want to qualify always, associated with changes in the brain structure. That's not something I actually had thought about. And these structures in the brain structure are linked, these changes are linked to depression and anxiety. And they studied the relationship. And there wasn't a huge study. There was about 30 people in the study. Between the diet and brain neurochemistry. And a junk food diet is clearly inferior in terms of healthy brain biochemistry. And particularly with depression, anxiety, what they use the term rumination, which is mean to you kind of think about things over and over and over again. And they use the MRI studies to measure the pre-cortex volume, particularly the gray matter volume, and the metabolite concentrations. And they found that people with the junk food, processed food type diet, the Bill Gates diet, I think that's probably a fair way to talk about it, had lower levels of GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, which is an anti-anxiety drug. Oh, okay, so they're getting more anxiety, which is what we're seeing in children today. Their children, literally 4 years old, are getting put on antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, and literally antipsychotic drugs, which is not anything that we did in my psychiatric training, you know, in the 70s. So they also notice higher levels of glutamate, which is, as GABA is relaxing, calming, anti-anxiety, glutamate is activating excitatory, hyperactivity type energy. And then they found, in the contrast, that those who were on the healthy food diet had balanced levels of their GABA and glutamate, because they work together in a balance, and a larger volume of the gray matter. Now, in my work with live foods, I have come to recognize, because I measure these things, not in an official study, that when people are on at least an 80% live food diet, a vegan live food diet, their neurotransmitters, there's over 50 neurotransmitters, come into balance. That's more than just the GABA they measured here, but it's a bigger thing because I measure all that. And it's gotten very clear that when people are, you know, this vegan, raw, you know, healthy diet, natural diet, their brain biochemistry goes to normal. Now, I appreciate this study because they were actually measuring it in the laboratory in a different way. And they were measuring the brain stops and that increased. They also found that the gray matter, the increase in gray matter was also connected to better memory and a more emotional balance. So that was pretty good. So that is what they began to see in this kind of bigger picture. Now, they also looked at other studies, like 2019, there was an animal study in a journal called Food and Function, that diets that are high in sugar and saturated fats decrease the number of, let's say, neurons that contain GABA that release it. So now they link it to high sugar as well, and that obviously these diets can affect the glucose and blood sugar and insulin levels, which is true. And that if you're having a diet high in sugar, it can increase the excitatory glutamate that creates anxiety and stimulates. And they also saw that high-fat, high-cholesterol diets could alter the cell membranes. Now, this isn't exactly new, but it's important that it comes out in a study that, you know, they're studying learning skills, neurotransmitters. And so what were their recommendations, which is where we want to get to, okay? And their recommendations is that certain things really lower the GABA, because that's the one thing they're measuring, GABA aminobutyric acid. And what are those foods? Processed foods are number one. Again, I want to point out, you know, the Bill Gates diet is heavily processed foods. And then alcohol and caffeine, an excess of caffeine. Now, the research shows that two cups of coffee, you know, type of thing a day doesn't seem to cause any harm, but in fact may actually improve brain function. But they found that diets that were high in processed food, which is really what we're talking about here, and what Kennedy was talking about, refined sugars, and excess protein. You can have too much protein in your diet, and that's one thing that we see, is that the optimum protein range, depending on your constitution, is between 35 and 70 grams a day. Okay? And that these cause, these excess of all this cause brain inflammation and ultimately long-term mood instability, which we are seeing in our schools today. Okay? Literally, we're looking at, since the vaccinations, the ADD, and that is 8 times higher compared to the unvaccinated kids. All the, you know, ADD and the hyperactivity, 8 times higher in large, big statistical studies. And what these people did is show that that what's been happening is the neurotransmitters are being disrupted, and that's a pretty important thing, because without the proper amino acids from the proper protein, you don't get proper production of the neurotransmitters. And what are the good foods? It turns out to be more of a vegan diet, you know, the leafy greens and the nuts and the seeds, you know, because they're also high in magnesium. And they also recommend like kimchi to get the normal bowel flora. So they're hinting at what we in the orthomolecular mental health field have known for years, since the 70s, really. But there's some detail in that was, I think, really good. What happened in the, really, I'm going to say early 50s, was research by Canadians Hoffer and Osmond. And they began to look at this multifactorial causes depression. It isn't just like your parents mistreated you. There's a huge nutritional component to this whole thing. And that's what Kennedy's talking about. And that's why we're it's connected to U.S. students to being, you know, 47th in quality of health. okay, and students doing so poorly in school compared to students in other schools. But we've taken it a little bit further. I'm going to use a few other neurotransmitters here that, you know, we're talking about serotonin, dopamine, GABA, different neural hormones. And all this is also affected by lack of minerals. Processed foods do not have enough minerals. They don't have enough nutrient. So all these are dramatically affecting the mental health of not just students, really, of all Americans. All Americans. And as I said, there's over 50 known neurotransmitters. And it's like, okay, we're not getting enough. We're not producing. And that's really the bottom line of what he was talking about. Now, I'll just mention a few other things because minerals play a role. Again, processed foods, you lose most of the minerals and most of the micronutrients as well as your basic vitamins. But I just want to play with it, just to give people a feeling of how important this is. Like calcium, that's a simple one. Balances the nervous system, okay? And it maintains the serotonin, which is a very important neurotransmitter. It protects against depression and so forth. It's common. It decreases irritability, okay? It helps the blood sugar balance. And that's just calcium. Magnesium, 80% of the American public is deficient in magnesium. That balances the blood sugar. It's essential for the neurotransmitters. It's essential for the long-term omega-3 fatty acids, which are needed to build the brain. So that's just kind of an overview. The low magnesium is associated with depression, fatigue, and increased irritability and anxiety. So those are, I'm just giving you a flavor for it. Even iron, is associated with anxiety and depression and overall weakness. Selenium is an antioxidant and it deals with keeping anxiety down. Zinc, which is needed in over 350 metabolic biochemical processes in the brain, is very vital for brain health. Again, when you have processed food, these minerals are taken out. They're lost. This is why I'm mentioning it. And so zinc is important for neurotransmitter synthesis. There's over 60 enzymes that it's needed for. It's needed for digestion. It's an important component of insulin, which you need for blood sugar. It balances the calcium. When zinc is low, there's increased depression and a tendency for violence, dyslexia, nerve damage, blood sugar imbalances. So a lot of things. Chromium helps regulate another very important mineral. Regulates, insulin, and it protects against hypoglycemia. And we need it also for the healing of diabetes. And this goes on and on, but I mentioned boron. We need for nerve signaling. The neurotransmitters, which they mentioned the one, the GABA, but the calcium helps increase and balance serotonin, acetylcholine, which is a major neurotransmitter, norepinephrine. So I don't want to go too much in detail, but you need iodine for your thyroid, your brain, your skin, and also heart function. These all are important for mental stability and balance. Now, iodine is particularly important also for IQ development. And they found that, again, without proper nutrition, people had lower IQs. And you can increase the IQ with proper nutrition. So we're talking about manganese, which regulates neurotransmitters, potassium, selenium. Low selenium is connected with anxiety and depression. Now, my point here is that healthy food creates a healthy mind. What we're looking at in around the world, but in particular the U.S., which is probably for a first world country, it most likely ranks the lowest or the second lowest of the different countries. That makes it about 47th. So Kennedy is amazing that he gets a national forum to talk about the importance of health and mental health with proper nutrition. Now, he also brings in the very negative effect of the vaccines, you know, which further complicates it. Then you have all the toxins in the air that further complicates. But I'm trying to make it simple. I just want to talk about the food here. And again, the vaccines are pretty well covered in a lot of ways, but we have to have good food. We can't have processed food. So when Kennedy wants to bring us back to healthy, organic, because pesticides and herbicides also disrupt brain function, healthy organic food, and he in his talk, he talked about we could pretty much do this in 4 years. That's very exciting. And that goes against, you know, the Bill Gates diet. It's my own label there, which is to create mental dysfunction, really, in the big picture. That's what it does. It weakens the people, and of course you can better enslave and control the people. You know, a healthy diet creates healthy minds, and healthy minds are more independent, and they're more willing to stand up for, you know, the basic truths. They're not as likely to be slaves. So all this is involved. So Kennedy brings it into focus on a national level, which is phenomenal. And as Richard was saying, you know, I think he's having a very positive influence on Trump in this bigger picture. Otherwise, I guess he wouldn't have, you know, made him an ally like this. So it's all very exciting. It's all very positive that they're actually talking about healthy, whole, unprocessed foods. Now, you know what country has the most organic food? Russia. It's against their kind of almost ethics to eat the, you know, the junk food. So they have the most amount, and some people say they have only organic products. I don't know if that statement can be fully made, but they have the highest percentage of organic farm per population in the world, as far as I understand. So, and they understand the degeneration that goes on. Russians appear to have a value system around eating healthy food. So it'd be good for the West and America to start to wake up to this. And Kennedy, you know, on a national scale, is promising to bring this if the Kennedy and Trump people get in. I'm just happy it's somebody at that level even talked about those things. So, Richard, what's your feeling about it?
Yeah, I really agree with you, Gabriel, that it's super exciting development. And one of the things that has made me feel so positive about Trump, in spite of what he did with the vaccines, is my feeling is his intent is totally beneficial. He wants to give his life to create a legacy that's going to last for America and the example for the rest of the world. So when Bobby Kennedy brought up the idea of making America healthy again, Trump immediately said yes. That's what he wants is his legacy, and he wants to get rid of the epidemic of chronic disease. And I think that's incredible. And it, it's also worth pointing out the difference between that and what the United Nations is doing, trying to control what everybody eats and telling them it's good for them, and they're not allowed to do anything else, ultimately going into total GMOs and protein from bugs.
Right.
It's a different intent. That's the intent to enslave and exterminate life. Whereas what Kennedy and now Trump are talking about is providing the means for people to take care of themselves in a healthy way, not providing junk food at schools and things like that.
Yes, it is a major shift in kind of consciousness for America, but really for the whole world. And I hope it empowers many of the nations. Again, Africa as well. Now, we support groups who are doing organic farming in five nations in Africa, and they are really beginning to feed people. We have teenagers working on farms, kind of literally, you know, to produce organic food. So it was actually pretty easy to get the African people, because that's not too far from the way they've been eating. You know, they haven't been polluted with all this, you know, processed food, Bill Gates diet. So it's really, really good. And there's a big resistance against the vaccinations there too, although again, the West is making it very difficult for them. But they know it's not good. You know, they get it. So it's pretty exciting that, you know, just that alone is enough to want to, you know, really support Kennedy and obviously Trump to bring health to America, to make that the legacy. It's like huge.
And it's not partisan in the sense they're standing against resistance from all the corrupt Republicans who are serving the power structure. It's populist. It's unifying.
Yes. So it's profound. The research is there. Kennedy knows it. I mean, he just rattled it off. But none of this is very hard. I've worked on school lunch programs, and you know, it's really not hard to get healthy food to people. You just stop using the processed food. The healthy food is cheaper anyway. And so it'll be a very easy transition. I think they could do it. And, you know, turn this around in 4 years.
I do too. One of the big things will be setting the stage for the next successor after they're in power. So it doesn't
get... Well, yeah. So I'd like to just get them in power to begin with, but yes. Yes, obviously setting the stage. That would be very good. To make America healthy again.
Yeah, MAHA.
And when we look at chronic disease, okay, I'm not talking about hyperactivity, the general chronic disease, but 12.8%, you know, to 54%, that's huge. That's not a little bit. You know, that 12.8% is 1986, so you could figure what that is. You know, that's 24, 28, you know, 40 years we've degenerated. And the result is it degenerates America and makes people not think as well and not operate as well. And that's part of what we're seeing in the world, you know, in America in specific, but in the world, because this is happening on a worldwide basis as well. So, wow, it's just very exciting about that. Any other thoughts about that you have?
I just think it's the start of something that could be great. And there's always a possibility that things break the pattern and go into harmony. And I think the more people that are open to that, the more likely it is to happen.
Yes. I like it. It's also, in essence, a non-political theme, make people healthy.
Yeah.
I understand that you know, people in power want to keep people weak and unhealthy because you can control them.
Right.
But that's not a platform you can run on. You know, making people healthy is a platform. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. It needs massive support from the people.
Yeah.
And deserves it.
And it needs a re-education in the school system.
Yeah.
It needs getting farmers to, you know, to grow organic. Because we know people who grow organic, who eat organic food are healthier. 96% of the pesticides and herbicides are higher up in the food chain, you know, more in the meat, fish, chicken. But, and are lowest in organic grown vegetables. So freeing people from the toxic diet that so many people are on.
One thing that Kennedy mentioned to Trump is that this is going to upset the industry, which really wants to make the most money on junk food. And Trump said he doesn't care. He wants to do it anyway.
Right. Trump is willing to make the changes to bring America back to health. Ultimately, in wealth and well-being. That's what he wants to do. And hopefully enough people will see that that's important enough to overcome the kind of Democratic Party, not Democratic, but the Democratic Party's focus on power at any cost. So, and it's just an education for the public, too. I think that's important. It's like you have political leaders talking about the value of physical and mental health.
Right.
How original. So it's good.
When the issues are common sense, and health and normal and harmony, there's no real fight between the parties because the parties become irrelevant. Some of the American founders realized that parties are stupid and distracting, and what it should be is about the individual and the basic values of freedom.
Yeah. And you can't be really free if you aren't healthy physically and mentally.
It's true.
So I want to bless everyone that regardless of the election, that we have the insight and inspiration to go towards healthy, organic food as a shift in terms of how we're living our lives and move away from all the toxins that we are exposed to in so many different ways. May everyone be blessed that we have the courage and insight and understanding to make this step in their life. We don't have to wait for some politicians to say it's okay. You can do it right now. Peace be with you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Om mataki wasa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Doug, for the team we have.
Right. And I just want to second everything you've said about making America and the world healthy again. And, you know, people object to the slogans that Trump promotes because the media tries to say that they're putting America ahead of the other countries, but that's not true. Every country can use the same slogan. Make whatever country you're in great again as an example to the world. It's unification by voluntary cooperation instead of force.
Good.
Good model to follow. So remember Gabriel's sites of drcousins.com and treeoflife.mn.co, and take care of yourself, because it's the best gift you can give to the rest of the world. Be an example, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.
Okay. Peace be with everyone.